Okay, so I need to get probably some Pepsi, 7-Up, or Sprite. I don't think I have to get ginger ale because drinks that mix. Probably some pretzels too. I don't want to get potato chips because it's all greasy. No use getting everything all sticky and yucky. Oh! Hi, I didn't notice you were there. It's Albert from the Hip Podcast. You caught me right at the time I'm making plans, kind of doing a mental to-do list, which eventually I'm going to have to put into some form of paper or app or something. I have got some company coming over. It is three fellas in town who have now become my friends. You know, we're not like Thanksgiving Day friends. We're inviting each other over. But we're friends in a hobby. And that hobby is the retro world of pinball and video games. Now, before you run off, please listen, because it's interesting in a lot of ways. I often wonder, why am I drawn to this retro scene? I kind of, for me, it is a little different than most people, but you may be drawn to things that are older because it reminds us of a different time. We have all those fond memories of the time gone by, whether it's with our folks or friends. And it was a simpler time for all of us, the past. At least it seems that way. It seems that things that happened when we were younger, they were more clear. And I do have a couple theories. One of them is that I think our lives were literally simpler. We had less responsibilities. Often I've thought about life in my meditations to be like a tree. It starts off as simply a single stem reaching for the sky, and as it becomes bigger, all these branches go off of it. And those branches are our interests, our responsibilities. And when you get older, there's so many of those branches that we are diluted. You know, our interests and our responsibilities are so many that we can't focus on things. And I feel that for myself. I know that I've got so many interests and I want to try so many things and dabble and learn that I never really become good at anything. I kind of just sort of in that pocket, the mediocre pocket, with a few moments of brilliance sprinkled here and there. So tonight, a couple of my friends, there's going to be three friends, all of them have pinball machines. And that's what really brought us together, is this retro and some video games, a couple of them have as well, which I actually want to get a cabinet in my house. Not a dedicated game, a cabinet that's going to be able to play many, many games, you know, up to, well, minimum 60. There are cabinets that have the 60 in one, but there's also cabinets you could get that literally have thousands of games. I don't want thousands. Probably be good with like 150 of those classic games, which sounds kind of crazy, but yeah. So I grew up, of course, in that era. My dad was an operator, as they're called, an operator of the amusement business. We grew up in that environment ever since. I think my dad had a billiard hall in 1973, and that's when he spread, I guess, the offerings of the world is very natural. You know, jukeboxes, video games, pinball machines, and other games of entertainment. And then we hit the golden age, really, from 70, I don't know exactly, 77 to about 83, some would argue even 82, that was the golden age. Kept the arcade going until early 90s, where they got into another business. So today these friends are coming over and I have to do a little bit of preparing. I'm gonna have to clean a couple of my machines before they get there. There's a little bit of pride that goes along with these machines. Got a fair bit of money invested. They're not cheap. Pinball machines are gonna run you, and especially in Canada because of the limited, and I'm limited geographically. I can't, there's not too many machines to choose from to buy. If I lived in Toronto or another metropolitan area, there would be lots of machines for sale, a lot cheaper. Here, I am stuck with having to get stuff from the United States, or I was lucky enough, my latest purchase to get from Winnipeg, which worked out fantastically. One of my favorite and most memorable and iconic games of all time called Gorgar, I got from Winnipeg for a song, free delivery, no tax, and no conversion of Canadian money into US, which was, saved me, I'm not even kidding you, probably $1,500, which is nuts. So it came up. The game itself is probably a 6 to 7 out of 10. It's not perfect, needs a little bit of work. Closer to 7 for sure. But it's definitely enjoyable still. My friends are coming over tonight, and what we're going to do is we're going to play that new one, Gorgar, in addition to my two other games. And then we are probably going to head down the street to Bruno's place to play his new game, Aerosmith, a brand new inbox Aerosmith. Holy, I had a chance to try it. It is fun. It is a fun game. To get a game like that, Canadian, you're looking at probably around $8,000. $8,000. Still cheaper and safer than a Harley-Davidson. I'm sorry, Harley-Davidson owners, motorcycle men. The middle-age crisis. I think it's a safer bet to be a retro guy like me and enjoy a middle-age crisis with a pinball machine than a Harley. But they are fantastic works of engineering and pure entertainment bliss. Then once we go to Bruno's, he's got two. He's got Aerosmith and AC/DC. If you look those up on the old Google, they're made by Stern. Very popular games and very fun. Very fun, bright, loud. They've got incredible sound systems in them. They actually have subwoofers and even shaker motors. So you're playing the game, you get to certain features and the whole game shakes. It's like a gyro thing. Really cool. Then we're going to maybe go to Pascal's, and he's got a game called Metallica. Metallica is a fun game, especially if you're a rocker. I am not a big rocker, not a hairband kind of guy, but the games are still fun. Would I do that at this point? I would say no, I wouldn't spend that much on one game. I would probably, well, I didn't spend that much. My collection is a little bit worth a little bit more than that one game there, and I've got three machines. That's how I would spread the love in the pinball world, and that's how I did spread it. But if I ever end up selling one of my games, I probably would go with a little bit of an older one, or I would get a really nice arcade cabinet or two. Yeah, that's what I would do. So tonight's going to be fun. Then we're going to go to Pascal's. It's a night of pinball and fun and retro, you know. Maybe listening to an old 80s station with a Bluetooth speaker. Yeah, back to a time when I was just a little trunk of a tree with just a couple of branches. Life was simpler then. Thanks for listening to the From the Pond. Oh yeah, and next time, don't sneak up on me like that, okay? I'm driving in my car, next thing you know, you're here listening. Thanks. Do come back again.